Welcome to the Author Show, where we always present new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You name it, and you will find it here. To watch the TV version of the show, visit authorswebtv.com. That's authorswebtv.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello, and welcome back to the Author Show, theauthorshow.com. This is your host, Don McCauley. And today we're welcoming to the program author Rowena Cherry. And Rowena is the author of Knight's Fork. Rowena, how are you?
Thank you. I'm great.
You have quite an interesting biography. The Duke of Edinburgh once called you a cow. What's the story?
Well, when I was at school, I did the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, which comes in bronze, silver, and gold levels, and I achieved that. And in those days, when you achieved the gold level of the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, you went to Buckingham Palace and you met His Royal Highness and had a little conversation. And because I came from the island of Guernsey, which is most famous for its cows, His Royal Highness chose to call me a cow, which is wonderful for me, really, because if he'd complimented me on my pink hat, I couldn't have dined out on it for years ever since.
That's very true. That's very true. Now, how would you describe the genre that in which you write?
On the spine, it's called futuristic romance. I would prefer to call it speculative romantic fantasy, because it's... It depends on the premise that our gods are descended from gods from outer space. There is romance in it, quite a heavy amount of romance, actually, but it's not erotica. And it's extremely funny. I am best known for my humor, really.
Okay, you have to define that for me. What is futuristic romance? Or what's
right.
Your idea of it, I guess?
Well, the definition I wrote for the FF&P, that is the Fantasy, Futuristic, and Paranormal chapter of Romance Writers of America, is futuristic romance is science fiction romance's intellectually lightweight little sister. It's Star Wars with sex. It may be set in the future, which could be high-tech, or in a post-apocalyptic and primitive, or even another parallel world where space travel or interdimensional travel is a reality. There can be spaceships, hyperspace, robots, but no one wants to know about the electromagnetic propulsion systems, the event horizons, and escape velocity. And I think when people see futuristic, they think it's going to be all shiny stuff, the technical side of Star Wars, and they're going to be exposed to cyborgs and half-humans and strange science stuff. The science tends to put some romance readers off. So we're all lumped in paranormal romance, and it's not a comfortable alliance. It's like paranormal romance is a giant hen, and she's got multicolored chicks, a gosling, a couple of kittens, and a puppy under there. Some of us really don't respond, and I say that because we've got werewolves and vampires, as well as straight romance and fairies and gargoyles, all sorts of things, and my aliens, of course, and djinn, which can be blue ones that turn to smoke, or they can be almost human ones, or like me, aliens. So paranormal romance is diverse, and there's something there really for everyone.
Now, when are your novels set? What period of time?
Right. This is why I'm uncomfortable with futuristic, because mine aren't set in the future. We are simply visited by more highly tech aliens. Mine are set in 1994 and 1995, apart from the prequel, Mating Net, which is set 70 years earlier. I've actually written, depending how you count, 3.5 books or 5 books, Forced Mate, Insufficient Mating Material, Mating Net, the short one, and Knight's Fork.
What made you choose to write about aliens?
Good question. Because I know a lot about alienation, and being different or feeling left out or being a stranger or not understanding what's going on is something that a lot of us do experience in our everyday lives, but I give them entertainment and escapism and a bit of safety, really, because the gods from outer space are a good arm's length away from home, and so I'm not going to offend anybody with my social commentary. If I want to have an alien prince sort of talking about how much he hates Republicans and Democrats, nobody's going to kind of feel that I'm making a political statement back here.
Oh, I love that. Now, your titles, some of them are kind of strange sounding. Is there a story behind these titles?
Yes, there is. Forced Mate isn't a violent book at all. Insufficient Mating Material isn't about a man with a small penis. Knight's Fork is nothing to do with cutlery. They're all chess titles because I have quite a history of chess. And when I was starting out, I was friends, I'm still friends, with Susan Grant, the pilot, and she tagged, branded her writing aviation romance, and I thought, gosh, that's cool. I wish I had something that I could use, like Susan Grant uses her credentials as an Air Force pilot trainer and now as a pilot of jumbo jets. And I thought, and chess was what I had, because I once played chess with Dr. Max Oiver, a former grandmaster. He's been deceased many years now. So I chose to give all my books chess titles, and instead of the hero finding out something vital about the heroine when they're in bed together, it often happens over a game of chess instead. And, of course, it does give me the opportunity to have fairly unique titles, which means if somebody does a Google search for insufficient mating material, they'll either find me or they'll find a chess site. They're not going to have to choose between all sorts of other authors with the same titles, because nobody else writes a book called Insufficient Mating Material so far.
That's absolutely wonderful. Now, have any of these titles ever backfired?
Yes, kind of. Forced Mate, a lot of people thought that it was a bodice ripper, which it isn't. Nothing gets ripped, except the hero does rip off a sleeve of his sort of kimono to create a muscle shirt when he wants to show off his biceps. But there's no sexual violence at all in my book. So that did backfire, yes. I wanted to say, I missed saying earlier, another thing about writing about aliens, I follow a sort of Hippocratic code for authors. I try to do no harm, so I don't like to write the sort of books that mess with geography and, you know, pop in some part of the world that doesn't exist, or history, or mess with the sex lives of real historical figures. So that's why I also like to write about people in space. I have no problem creating Darth Vader-type characters and giving them a love life.
Can you tell us a little bit about Knight's Fork and what's in it for the reader?
What's in it for the reader is a lot of laughs, a thoroughly good read. It's funny, it's full of intrigue. It's about a knight who's on a quest and a queen who's got a particularly difficult problem. If you think of Anne Boleyn's problem when she was married to King Henry VIII, if you happen to follow the Tudors, she was going to be in terrible trouble. In fact, her life was in danger if she couldn't produce a son. Well, this queen is an alien. She's married to an alien of a different species. It was a political marriage. When they got married, they weren't expected to have to produce children. Now, because he's the king, she needs to secure the succession. And he won't admit that there's a problem and that he's incapable of impregnating her. Her genes are much stronger, so she decides that she needs a sperm donor. It's kind of like I took the myth of Helen of Troy, and I made Helen a heroine and not an adulteress. And the Paris guy is obviously my virtuous knight. He's going on a quest. Suddenly he's got a sexy stowaway along, and that's the premise. She asks him to be a sperm donor. He refuses. And what do they do next when the intergalactic paparazzi catch a sight of her coming out of his bedroom in tears, and all the world and all the great world leaders assume the worst?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's a horrible situation to be in.
Now, which authors have inspired you? Who was it that has been your inspiration?
no one character. My morals as a writer were influenced greatly by George Orwell. Also, the fact that he did such wonderful research, whether it's Burmese Days or Homage to Catalonia, George Orwell and his essays such as Why I Write, Isaac Asimov, of course, for his science fiction, which does include some humor. My favorite Asimov book is actually The Gods Themselves, which is in three parts, one with the impossible chemical equation, which I just love something impossible that can't work and then you make it work, and then the part where you've got the three sexes, where the soft ones become the hard ones. I just find that so amusing. Georgette Heyer, the Regency romance author, because her characterization was wonderful, and I love novels of manners, which, of course, all of hers are, and her heroes much influenced me. My favorite Georgette Heyer book is probably These Old Shades, and another one that I really, really like is the sequel to that one, Devil's Cub. Agatha Christie, I just adore her Miss Marple books, and I have some Empress sleuths, sort of royal Miss Marples in outer space. And
wow.
I also like David Attenborough, Desmond Morris, Eric von Däniken, of course, with his premise that all gods came from outer space, which I borrowed. And, and of course, some of the other people who've helped me, such as Survivor Man Les Stroud, who's on the Discovery Channel these days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you have a lot of really strong psychic or mystical elements in your book. How did you become interested in that world?
I've always been a little bit weird. I stop clocks. I've always stopped wristwatches.
Wait a minute. You stop clocks?
I stop clocks. If I wear watches on my wrist, except for one particular brand, and I even stop those. Yes, I do. I stop clocks. And I know things that I'm not supposed to know or that I've got no reason to know. And I am a little bit psychic, but I don't know, and I read minds, but I don't know how to control it. And also I can douse. Like I can take those divining rods and find areas of earth force, or I can find where there's a magnetic flow underground. So I've got some fairly weird abilities. And
wow.
So, you know, when you know these things and you can do them, it makes sense to write about aliens and put them in your books.
Who are your favorite characters?
Mostly my heroes, and in some cases my villains. So my favorite hero, obviously, is Prince Tarrant Aragon. He was the hero of Forced Mate, and he got his love life sorted out in that book. But then, having become happily married himself, he turns into a royal matchmaker, and his idea is to kill two birds with one stone. He's very Machiavellian in these things, so he tries to force his political rivals into marriages with political liability wives, so that he neutralizes them and settles them down happily as well.
You have a wonderful sense of humor. I think time is getting short. I'm not certain because my watch has stopped. But the most important question of all, where can we find your books?
Thank you. Everywhere. I had a letter from a fan today who said, well, I shouldn't call her a fan, a reader who likes my books, who said she found all the stores had sold out of my books and she had to order it online. Amazon.com, of course, has it. If you go to my website, www.rowenacherry.com, there are buy the book links all over the place. Barnes & Noble has it, at least online. I said Amazon. Indigo, Chapters Indigo, all the British stores, Waterstones, Borders, it's everywhere, really.
Okay, so that's www.rowenacherry.com, Rowena Cherry, is that correct?
That is correct, thank you.
This has been just absolutely wonderful. Our guest today has been Rowena Cherry, and Rowena is the author of Night's Fork, among many other things. Rowena, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of the Author Show Radio at theauthorshow.com. And if you'd like to be in the program, simply visit www.theauthorshow.com, and there you'll find a request for invitation. Simply fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us tomorrow for another special guest.
Thank you for listening to The Author Show. To contact us about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 1-877-955-8800. Or visit WNBNetworkWest.com. Tune in next time for another great author on The Author Show.